This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, January 8th. God's word for you today is Comrades versus Confidence. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17, and it says, "A friend loves at all times, is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need." Comrades are the people we usually call friends. Comrades exist because you have a common enemy. They are not for you. They are not against you. They are not for what you're for. They are against what you're against. However, it is important to note that once the problem that both of you have in common is resolved, then there is nothing to sustain that relationship. Many people have married their comrades. The problem with marrying a comrade is, once you solve the problem that both of you have in common, there is nothing more to live for. For instance, when two people are running away from poverty, poverty becomes a common enemy. Then God blesses them. They overcome poverty and become very comfortable. Guess what? The common enemy is gone. And this is why some people just wake up and quit their marriage. The point is, what brought them together no longer exists. The truth is, they were just comrades. Do not marry a comrade, except of course the comrade transitions. Conspirators hardly transition. Constituents can transition. Comrades can also transition. Your comrades are against what you're against. They are not against you. They are not necessarily for what you're for. They are not even for you. They are for what you're against. And we all need comrades. We all need friends. But do not get it twisted. A comrade remains a comrade, except they have transitioned. The fourth category of relationships you need in your life is confidence. Confidence exists because of you. In the 2 Kings chapter 4 story, the confidants were the woman's sons. Confidants are people that when they go down, you go down. They go down with you. When you go down, they go down. You go down with them. The interesting thing about confidants is that they sometimes do not always see what you see or agree with what you agreed with. The interesting thing about confidants is that they sometimes do not always see what you see or agree with what you agree with. But guess what? Confidants are always for you. I have been blessed with a couple of people like that. They do not always see what you see. Maybe because of your gifting, you see further, or maybe you see a different direction or dimension to things. Confidants do not always agree with you, but they are always for you. I pray in the name of Jesus that God will bring people into your life that will be for you in the mighty name of Jesus. True loyalty is embodied in the confidant. They are the true friends, the friends that love at all times, as described in the scripture. Let us pray. Father, even as you bring confidence into my life, I ask that you empower me to be a loyal friend, to love at all times. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.